Cuomo had sought to create the exchanges required under the federal health care law as part of the budget, but some Senate Republicans refused, saying they did not want to codify what opponents call Obamacare. In the end, the governor agreed to drop the health exchanges from the budget and issue an executive order to create them instead. Russ Chandra with the American Cancer Society calls the governor's executive order a good first step.
We're very pleased with the governor's action today. It's critical that the state get working on the health exchange. And in view of the fact that the legislature couldn't seem to make it happen, we're glad that the governor has taken the initiative so that the hard work to building this exchange can get started for real.
Cuomo says the exchanges will save taxpayers and small businesses $600 million a year because a portion of their taxes already go to subsidize emergency health care for the state's 1.2 million uninsured. And Cuomo predicts the exchanges will bring true competition and drive down costs for existing health care premium holders. One of the GOP senators who strongly objected to the exchanges disagrees. Senator Greg Ball of the Hudson Valley, in a statement, called the move political and says the exchanges will ultimately cost taxpayers billions of additional dollars. Ball says with the Supreme Court currently deciding whether the health policy mandates are constitutional, there is zero need to build an initial framework now. A poll conducted this week by Siena College finds New Yorkers have mixed feelings about the Health Care Act and even whether the Supreme Court should uphold the law. The survey found 41% say parts of the new law should be declared unconstitutional, and one quarter would like to see the Supreme Court throw out the Health Care Act altogether, says Siena's Steve Greenberg.
Voters are confused on this issue. They don't know which parts of health care they want to see enacted into federal law, which parts they don't want to see.
Only 25% of those surveyed think the entire Health Care Act should be upheld. Chandra with the Cancer Society says if the mandates are struck down by the court, New York could use the health exchanges to create a system just for the state, much like the Massachusetts model begun by former Massachusetts governor and now GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney.
Massachusetts has had a health exchange for several years, and their insurance rate is 98%. Whereas in New York, it's about 85%.
He says whatever happens in the courts, legislation will eventually be needed to enact the exchanges. For now, though, the executive order issued by Cuomo would only establish regional advisory committees. They'd be made up of insurance and healthcare stakeholders, as well as consumer representatives, and they'd recommend a structure for the health exchanges. The governor says there'll also be opportunities for public input. Under the current law, the exchanges don't have to be up and fully running until January 2014. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.